The lengthy school boundary review process undertaken by the local public school board is wrapping up soon, though there is still much work, and many opinions to consider, before any final decision is made. Parents gathered May 7th to express their opinions on the Avon-Maitland District School Board's AMDSB review. Avoiding disruption, whenever possible, is the common-sense solution, said Justin Erb, one of the parents that delegated at the meeting. Erb, Sean Rosum, Nicole Rogerson, Jody Wilson and Demir Filipovic presented at the special public meeting. Although each has their own families with their own needs, all of them advocated for the least amount of disruption for their children and other children in the area. Filipovic, for instance, said even a small increase to bus times can make a huge difference on his son and their morning routine. Our middle guy has frequent accidents on the short bus ride, which is very challenging for him, Filipovic said. The bus ride to Downey, Central Public School, while only an 8-minute car ride, is 25 minutes there and 50 minutes home. That doesn't include the extra 20, 30 minutes it takes to just get them ready for the bus. Rogerson also said that there was a lack of foresight in a past boundary review. 5 years ago, her subdivision was moved from Downey to Avon Public School. Now you're saying, 5 years later, we made a mistake there, you're now going to have to go back to Downey, Rogerson said. I feel that there wasn't enough open communication with either the City of Stratford, the Planning Committee, or what have you. This most recent boundary review began in October 2023 due to overcrowding at Bedford and Avon Public Schools. With Watson, an independent consulting firm, a committee was formed with representatives from all communities involved. After a few meetings, public feedback was sought and a survey was sent out in January 2024 with three options listed. An open house to review the feedback followed shortly. Option 1 suggested Area 1 students, currently directed to Bedford PS, be redirected to Anne Hathaway PS, both English track and French immersion students. Area 2 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Bedford PS, both English track and French immersion students. Area 3 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Hamlet PS, English track only. Area 4 students, currently directed to Hamlet PS, be redirected to Romeo PS, English track only. Area 5 students, currently a growth area directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Central Perth PS, English track only. Area 6 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Central Perth PS, English track only. Option 2 suggested Area 1 students, currently directed Bedford PS, be redirected to Anne Hathaway PS, both English track and French immersion students. Area 2 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Bedford PS, both English track and French immersion students. Area 3 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Downey Central PS, English track only. Area 4 students, currently directed to Hamlet PS, remain at Hamlet PS. Area 5 students, currently a growth area directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Central Perth PS, English track only. Area 6 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Central Perth PS, English track only. Option 3 suggested Area 1 students, currently directed Bedford PS, be redirected to Anne Hathaway PS, both English track and French immersion students. Area 2 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Bedford PS, both English track and French immersion students. Area 3 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Hamlet PS, English track only. Area 4 students, currently directed to Hamlet PS, be redirected to Romeo PS, English track only. Area 5 students, currently a growth area directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Central Perth PS, English track only. Area 6 students, currently directed to Avon PS, be redirected to Bedford PS, both English track and French immersion students. Additionally, Herb suggested an idea which eventually developed into a fourth option, which has areas 2, 5 and 6 students, currently attending Avon, be directed to Downey Central and Central Perth. At the board meeting on March 26, trustees received a report, detailing progress on the review. Superintendent Sherry Carter said the committee and staff's preferred option was option 2, though option 4 was also a viable option. Option 2 would redirect 264 students and option 4 would only redirect 120 existing students, but staff pointed out option 4 does not provide balanced enrollment in the city quite as well as option 2, nor does it address pressures at Avon and Bedford fully. At the April 23 meeting, another option was presented by parent Kira Hughes, which was a modified option 4 that suggested legacy students be allowed to remain at their current schools and border crossing be decided on a school-by-school basis. At the special meeting on May 7, Carter confirmed Hughes' option was being considered by Watson. If it is viable, the modified option 4 may be considered. "The least disruption the better, is what I've been hearing consistently from everybody that's spoken about this," Carter said. A solution is required by the end of June, however, Carter indicated that a decision sooner rather than later would be preferable, if possible, so families can make summer plans knowing what the outcome of the review will be. "Any decision made will come into effect in the 2025-2026 school year. The local journalism initiative is paid for by the federal government.